What is happening in the world?
Quick question. What the fuck is going on?
I'm like, what's actually happening? Can we get a break? Like, no? Okay, cool. Perfect.
Keep going. Who's governing us right now?
I have no idea.
You know, I read something today. They said that there's going to be a new stimulus check and it's going to be $600 or $500. I didn't even get the last one. I guess, you know, you have to like be certain, right?
Oh,
did you get one?
I didn't get one. Yeah, I got
you
one.
You did? Good for
and
you.
I didn't. It's so crazy. I was just talking to my boyfriend about this because he sent me an article about that. And I got the stimulus check and I almost felt kind of bad because I was employed then. I was like, I don't need this. Like, give it to somebody else. But like now, give it.
They need to retroactively pay everybody for 12 months for that. Like, that's crazy. They hate us.
What are you supposed, what is a person supposed to do with $500 or $600? Even the $1,200.
I think honestly, if you do the math, it comes out to like $675 a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, livable.
Yeah, that's not even coffee these days.
Oh,
but
Jesus, I don't fucking know. Hate it here. I hate it here.
Hate it here. Yeah. Everyone, welcome back to the B List. I'm joined today by Raven Chapman. She is known for her Instagram account, which is amazing. Mainly Bravo. She's also got her own podcast called Bitches Better Podcast. And I'm sorry, I haven't been introduced to your co-host yet. It is, her name is...
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. It's just you.
Yeah. It's now. Yeah. No, it's all good. She's got a job now and she's got like a little side business. So she's just too busy. So it's just me.
Okay, I get it. I'm never too busy to talk. I'm going to be on your podcast soon.
Yes. And I'm so excited. Yeah, I can't wait.
Speaking of podcasts, last week, my friend Jonathan was here and we were doing the top 20 of 2020 countdown.
Love him. Loved it. Yes. It was amazing.
We love you, Jay. He's everyone's favorite. He's so funny.
He's hilarious. And you two together, it's ridiculous.
we tear up, we cut up. But I was going to ask, did I miss anything? Like, is there anything that you felt like should have been in the top 20 of 2020?
No, but I was just like, wow, how could you remember all of that stuff? Because as you were going through, I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Oh, forgot about that. Wow, I don't know. There was too much. How did you even narrow it down to 20?
It was like a personal, you know what I mean? Like the fact that Sister Mary was on there to begin with is obviously a personal choice.
Yes.
one of the biggest grifters. We'll get to her because I want to talk all about your take on all that. I haven't talked to you since Salt Lake City.
No. I got a lot to say.
Quick plug. Me and my producer, Tracy, on a weekly basis, we cover, we do weekly recaps of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Real Housewives of Potomac. I think that now the Potomac is going away, we'll probably substitute it for either Atlanta or New Jersey is supposed to come back. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But
soon?
Yeah, New Jersey's. Yeah. I think New Jersey's in the new year.
Okay.
But just so everybody knows, we have the weekly recap. It's me, it's like I said, myself and Tracy Morrissey. And if you want to subscribe to that, you have to subscribe to it. It's $10 a month and you get the bonus episode here. You get that recap episode and other stuff. And you can get it by going to patreon.com/thebelist. So that was long-winded, but I had to put it out there. My mom is texting me.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, so no, nothing you can think of that. What was like a moment from Raven's life that's so Raven?
2020. Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like I've just been like blackout this entire year.
I feel like a cat. Like I'm hyper aware of everything. Mm-hmm. So I remember a lot. I'm like, oh, I remember in June, that's when the Target got raided and did it. You know
that
what I mean?
Was a
and
moment. I'm like, no, I've like repressed everything because it's so bad.
No, it's fair. It's fair.
I mean, I
need to put you on the spot.
I know, but it was kind of one of yours. Jack's being Salt fired. Lake City. Oh, see, yeah, that see, just
I don't even
happened.
Watch Brand-
That just happened, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah, you got to write this stuff down. You got to journal. I knew for you that would be a big one because I know that you really don't like him, right? I hate Vanderpump Rules, but but I know that I dislike him, but I could just tell.
I couldn't believe it, honestly.
I know they say don't judge a book by its cover, but you can sometimes do that with men.
Oh, you can always do that with men. And yeah. I mean, he was just awful. And then he's doing the whole thing where he's like pretending that they quit. And he's like, oh, well, we're about to be married and we're going to have kids and whatever. So we don't want to do that show anymore. And I'm like, oh, but I thought it was paycheck, your show. Sir. You said it was your show. So it's weird. And then like when the Kardashians said that they're doing something with Hulu, I didn't understand.
I think they're moving their show to Hulu. Okay. A show that I won't watch anyways. I never watched the first one, so.
I used to watch it, but I stopped. So I'm like, okay, but so you're not going to make any new episodes? You're just going to put it over there? I don't fucking care.
I think they're doing new.
Oh, because I'm like a few months ago, they were like, we're not doing the show anymore. And so it's like, just kidding. Now you are. They got
that check, yeah.
Whatever. But Jax is pretending that he's going to be doing something with them now. Like he posted something like a little winky face next to like that post. And I'm just like, oh, God, fuck off, straight please.
Straight men. That's what Jay says. He always says he don't trust straight men all the time because, you know, they don't even wipe their butts correctly. So
no,
you
can't trust them.
They don't clip their toenails. Some of them bite their toenails. It's a lot. I can't.
Ew. And Jax does all of that shit, too. Yeah, he shits with the door open.
He's stinky.
Yeah. Literally.
He looks like his Coke bloat, like, all the time. That's what I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
gross. Oh, I'm so happy they're gone. I wish they'd cancel the show, but it's fine. I guess if they're off of there, it doesn't matter.
I'm not about to watch a show about a bunch of white waiters. Ugh, no.
No, that's enough. We've had enough of that.
The vaccine's on its way.
So I that's see. How are you feeling about that?
It's like she's doing her red carpet appearance. Everyone's like taking photos of her as she's going down the step and repeat. What? I feel great about it. I'm taking my vaccine. A year ago, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm by no means an anti-vaxxer. But at first, I was like, I'm going to just sit a couple of weeks out. Now I'm like,
give it to me.
They call my name. I'm in there. I'm not fucking I'm not playing any fucking games. I'm so sick of being in this fucking house. I'm tired of being good.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be bad like everybody else, like that I know in my life. Nobody that's close to me, but everyone around me. And you know what I mean?
I know.
On social media, they're like,
they're living.
They're living.
They're having a great time. They're like, 2020 was amazing. What are you talking about?
I know. And I'll go to like, you know, I'll do like a brunch outdoors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'll do normal, like, but I'm not. I want to really
do it right, the right way. I want to be inside, like packed up against people. And I hate that shit. But honestly, I'm like,
do too.
Somebody spill their drink on me, like now.
Bitch. No, my God. Like, I wear white shoes all the time. Everybody knows that I only wear white shoes. It, like, every once in a while, like, damn it. I wear white shoes to go to a club or something like that. Someone steps on my fucking shoes. I'm like, I don't like being in crowded spaces. I don't like lines and all that stuff, but I will do it this time around. I'm changed.
I'm ready. Because honestly, like, I guess I'm more towards like the homebody side, but I fuck with a happy hour though. Like, I would do that after work, but like, I want to go out. I would love to shake my ass somewhere. Like, I just want to do something.
In 2021, once I get my vaccine, I'm going to be both. I'm going to be homebody and I'm going to be out all the time. I'm not sleeping. I'm going to be like, I'm going to make it. You know what I mean? I'm going to go out to the clubs. Then I'm going to be home all the time. It's going to be like this, you know?
Yeah. We've got to make up for lost time.
Which housewives are getting the vaccine first for you? If you could decide. Raven Chapman can decide who gets the vaccine. And you can give me any number of them. But who do you think needs protection the most?
Well, Karen Huger.
Yeah. Protector. She's a national treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one that came to mind. The next one that came to mind was Ramona. But I don't know if I want her to necessarily be protected.
Why would she? Why would that even register?
The age. It was
age. Oh, okay. That was a read. All right.
It wasn't intentional. I was just like, okay, who? But that's not why I said Karen. I really love her. Okay, so happens to be an older woman.
A woman of a certain age.
Yeah, yeah, she looks amazing.
Amazing.
I need Portia to get it. I need... Yep. Oh,
anyone black.
Yep, there you go.
Because they're disproportionately affected.
Yeah. Candace, I don't really care if she gets it, to be honest.
Dog keeps crying in the background. Aww. She's playing with a chew toy. So if you keep hearing that, do you hear her?
Yes.
Yeah. She's gonna have Stevie. She's not dying or anything. She's just playing with a chew toy. And she's like,
okay, Stevie's gonna get the vaccine.
Yeah, Stevie needs it. Dogs can get it. Not the vaccine, but dogs can get COVID, or animals can. That's what I read. Remember that tiger that was in the zoo?
Oh my God, you're right. Mm-hmm. How did the tiger get it? Now, how did that happen?
Oh my God.
That's what I want to know.
Oh no.
What the fuck were they doing up in that zoo?
You want to hear who I want to protect?
Yes, please.
It has nothing to do with age, but it's just like, I want to protect it at all costs, is Margaret Josephs. I think
love Marge.
Needs to be out there in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ashley's had a, that would change that. Ashley Darby seems like COVID proof. She's been through so much in 2020. I don't even think like COVID couldn't even be the worst thing that happened to her.
No.
Like her husband cheated on her. Video footage came out of him like touching the guy's butt.
Oh, God.
We're going to get into all that, but she's tough. She is like actually one of the toughest housewives that exists.
I agree. And I think she's a great housewife. I like go back and forth with her like so often.
She's
that's
not
how likeable, I know.
But she's a good housewife.
Right. And that's how you know she's a good one.
That's why it's interesting. Because you don't have to be a Danielle Staub or a Kenya Moore. Because sometimes Kenya Moore isn't very likable to me. Come on, Stevie.
She's just trying to answer the question. She's trying to get in on the conversation.
But it's like sometimes people feel like you have to go to those extremes. She's kind of like sometimes she doesn't care about anything. Mm-hmm. It's clear. And then sometimes she knows when to get in the mix. And she's kind of like the perfect, well-rounded housewife.
Completely agree. She works hard for her money. She does her job. You know,
one thing I think is interesting, I think she'll be the last one standing on as an OG on that franchise.
I would agree with that.
She would have left a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she doesn't leave after everything that Michael has put her through.
She's like the Teresa Giudice of that franchise.
Ooh. Okay.
Or rather, I guess Karen almost.
I know that's the only reason. I'm like, ugh.
If you could take Karen's tax woes and Ashley's infidelity issues, just melt. Well, that just proves that Teresa Giudice is the ultimate housewife.
I guess she is.
She kind of is. She's had all the other issues that everybody else is. Luann, you take the arrest record.
Oh, my God. Teresa has been through it. Yeah.
We praise her in this house. We do not praise her voting record, but you know what? We don't have to worry about it because she don't even fucking vote.
Nope. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're ignorant on your own time.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it because I want to talk to you about Summer House. And this is a show that I only know, I started watching it at the beginning of this year just because I had tons of time. And I watched it backwards. I started with the latest season and then I was like, this is pretty good. Okay. This is not as... I thought this was going to be bad, and I'm like, into the people, but I wasn't fully sold on everyone. Then I went backwards one season, and I was like, okay, now I'm fully a Lindsay Hubbard stan.
Yes.
Which I think is problematic, because not problematic, I guess. People just, like, don't like her, right? Is that a thing?
I know, and I don't get it. I really love the bitch. I think she's great. But, yeah, she's not
totally
well-liked.
Totally chaotic.
Yeah. Like, totally what's chaotic. Not to love about that?
Yeah, I know. But then I was like, okay. So then I went a season back before that. It just gets bookier and bookier. Like, the house gets, like, they get to that older house. And I'm like,
yes.
You see how it gets more and more budget?
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting to watch it backwards. But, yeah, it's a great show. And if anyone listening isn't watching Summer House, you should really give it a chance. And I would definitely, I think starting it the way that I started it is okay. Because
I think so, too. I was going to say
If you start at the beginning...
I'm not sure that you would stick with it. I started from the beginning, like, when it came on, and I was like, oh, okay, like, this is a show. Like, I'll just keep watching it. But going backwards, yeah, I think that could work. I wouldn't generally say that to do that with, like, other shows. But with that one, I think it's fine.
Let's go back to the beginning. So it's good.
Yeah.
But I always felt... And I'm sure you feel this too. I think we talked about this, but I've always felt like a weirdness about watching it because I'm like, with everything else we're like focusing on in terms of casting and production and the way that there's representation or non-representation, I always was like, this would be a really great show if we would have a little more representation of like brown people on the... And then sure enough, but I knew... I think I told you last time you were on. I think I told you there was a black girl on it.
You did.
So.
And I was so excited when I saw the trailer. I was like, oh my God, there she is.
Yeah. I know she's going to be really good. They were saying from sources that she's going to be really, really great on the show. So I'm looking forward to it. Her name is Sierra Miller. She's an ICU nurse. So I guess she's from Atlanta and she was visiting New York to like treat people in the ICU.
Amazing.
So I don't know if that gets covered on the show. But the, essentially, if everyone doesn't know what the concept of summer house is, they get a summer house in the Hamptons. There's not a lot to it. It's just a bunch of junk young people.
And <That's> it.
But they go back and forth from the city to the summer house every week. But this time they're actually just like quarantined together for 6 weeks in the house, which is going to be, honestly, this is the way that the show should be filmed.
Completely agree. Like, I'm surprised they all made it out of there alive. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
honestly,
I can't wait.
It's not a bad. I bet it's gonna go so well that they're gonna be like, all right, fuck jobs.
We gotta
jobs.
Do it like this from now on.
At some point, you have to. It's like on The Hills. You watched The Hills? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. But like, you remember like the early seasons, it was like, we're teen interns at Vogue, which could have been true because Elsie didn't have her own money. But after about three seasons of the show and they're actually millionaires, it's like they moved into that mansion and put Audrina in the pool house and she's still working at Vogue. And I'm like, this is a joke, right? You're in Us Weekly.
Vogue. Yeah. Right.
So at some point, summer house, they all want to be influencers and they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it could be a TikTok house, you know?
Oh, what the fuck with the, not to get off topic, but
yeah,
these TikTok houses.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
Isn't there like, what? Don't they just spread STDs? Don't they all like have like, don't they get gonorrhea and like everybody in the house gets gonorrhea? Isn't that a thing?
That's what it seems like to me. But I'm just like, who are these children? Their parents are allowing this. Who's paying the rent? What's happening?
Why does everyone dance so well?
How are they famous from this shit? All they're doing is this.
If anybody can't see, we're doing what is that one? It's like, bitch.
I don't know.
Corvette. Hop in a motherfucking jet like Jet.
And there's no energy. It's so low energy. They're just like, and I'm like, okay, you guys love this.
What I kind of like about it. Because you're like, it's like, I could not care less. I'm just like.
So cool.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'm happy for them and their money and their TikTok houses, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm like, do any of them really have jobs anymore? Because I just don't think so. Amanda quit early on, whatever her job was. They
She's
got Lover
with
Boy.
Kyle for his liquor brand. Yeah.
Have you tried liquor, it?
I haven't. I've been meaning to. Actually, I'm going to make a note. I think you can get it online.
You can,
right?
But you can't.
I'll just get it sent.
I can't get. I just want to try the regular one, not the spritzer one. They only will ship the spritzer ones to South Carolina. And that's not what I want. I want the tea.
Is it like a legal thing?
Probably. Like, South Carolina's so fucking stupid. The liquor stores close at 7. They're closed on Sunday. Yeah. It's probably something to do with that. Because I can't get Vita like tequila either.
Oh, see, I want to try that one too. Oh, that's for your podcast, we should do a liquor tasting. Of all the different brands.
Oh my God.
It'll be like a wine tasting, but we do like Fabellini. We'll drink, what would be all the things? It's like Fabellini, Loverboy,
Skinny
Vicky
Girl.
Made one at one point.
Oh,
Skinny
yeah.
Girl, obviously.
What was her shit? What was that called?
Vicky's?
Yeah.
It was called Wives. It was something with Wives.
I know. It was, oh, damn it.
Huh. Yeah, it was her and Tamara, but it was like short-lived. I tried Fabellini once, and it wasn't that bad.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
No. I think I've tried Lisa Vanderpump's rosé once. That was fine.
I tried her. She had like a thing with Pepsi for a minute, didn't she? Or they did some kind of special thing for Pepsi. I tried it like last November.
That was at BravoCon, right?
Yeah, that's why it was awful. Threw it right out.
What was it?
It was a non-alcoholic rosé.
Why would I drink that?
And I had been drinking. It's like timestamp. It was like noon, and I had been drinking for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already like, what is this? This isn't liquor. That's like,
get this shit out of my face.
I know you're like, you're like rabid at BravoCon.
You're like, is this your way of telling me that I need to stop drinking right now? Have I been overserved? Like what?
Seriously. Speaking of Vita Tequila, I have a feeling that I'm going to love it. Shout out to Lisa Barlow, who followed me on Instagram this past week.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. I didn't even follow her. And she followed. I was like, We're in, people. We're in.
Oh, my God. Well, now you can get the tequila. It's all hurting.
We're going to get her in here. Yeah.
I love her.
Okay, so last episode. Well, before we get off track, Summer House.
Sorry.
Well, it's totally fine. I do this too. Listen, so Summer House, I have a favorite, Lindsay Hubbs. I also like Hannah. At first, I didn't like Hannah.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. But she grew on me a lot. But now I really like her.
Yeah. I think she's like way funnier than like anyone else on the show. Do you have anyone? I really can't stand Amanda.
Oh, I don't really mind Amanda. Like no, she's fine. I think she's sweet, but not so bright. I love Lindsay and Paige. Those are my bitches.
Paige. You like Paige?
Paige is,
Yeah. Paige is I don't dislike her. It's just like, everybody's like, she's such a little fashionista. Like, they're like always talking about how she dresses well. I'm like, she literally is a store mannequin from Zara. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But it's like, it's not like anything.
No, I don't care about her clothes. I just like her attitude. So.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I mean, she treats men like they're like, you know, expendable, which I'm totally down for.
That's why I felt like I related to her. The way she was treating Carl, I was like, oh my God, look at me. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah,
her and Hannah and Lindsay, for sure. The guys can all kiss my ass. I know you like Carl, though.
Yeah, we do like Carl. And he's not drinking anymore and he looks good, so.
He is looking really good.
Yeah.
What happened to Luke?
Locked up in that house with him?
Oh, my goodness.
Luke, I've never really, really gotten down for. And apparently he's dating Sierra, the black girl.
And hooking up with Lindsay after dating Hannah last summer. And they're all in the same house. So he has a death wish.
But you know what? He's such a fuckboy. Like, he's one of those 100%. Guys that's like, comes off as like sensitive. And he's like, I'm listening to you totally, babe. I'm totally down for like, you know, let's just keep it cool. And keep it cool means let me fuck your friends too, mm-hmm. and then you don't make a big deal about it. I just hate that. Like, he gives me gaslighter vibes.
100%.
Why are you acting crazy?
But it's like, why am I stabbing you all of a sudden? I don't know what happened.
You send him a paragraph text and he writes with, huh?
Woo! It's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like,
or like, what you mean? I'm like, oh my God.
Exactly. Like, oh, okay, so now I'm actually going to burn your house down because I don't know what else to do. I tried communicating exactly.
So. The spirit of Lisa Left Eye.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. He looks completely different. So what the fuck happened to him? It's literally just he shaved his beard. He requires a beard.
Yeah, he shaved his beard in the promo, but then he also, like, in the actual episodes, he had, like, an old man, Rip Van Winkle beard. He looked like an old Appalachian Mountain man.
This is tragic. Steven,
come here. Yeah, it's a lot. But, you know, I've never really thought he was that attractive. Shout out to him, but now it's like, ew, no. He's on The Flight Attendant.
HBO
Max show. He's okay. He's in a bit part. It's like really not that big of a. He's in a lot more than I thought he was going to be. So.
And he's actually speaking. Like, he has a speaking role.
He's a speaking role, but he's essentially playing himself. It's literally just him, you know.
Okay. Well, good for him, I guess.
So I'm excited for the new show. Or the new season. It comes about in February, which is like, by the way, everything good comes out in February.
Is that so?
I think they do this on purpose. No, I'm serious. Like, every year. Stevie, please. You know, whenever I write please on Instagram, I'm like, please. Yes. That's the voice I do it in. Please. Please.
You know, it's funny because I feel like I read it in that voice. So I'm happy that you've confirmed.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, February. Like, my birthday's in February. So,
like, late February. I hope you got the vaccine can do something by then.
I know. But no, everything like Basketball Wives usually would premiere in February. For some reason, they always premiere around my birthday. It's like Love and Hip Hop Miami came out, even though that's not even that good. But I'm just saying that like shows that I have always historically been into do premiere. I think there's another Housewives. I think Jersey premiered 1 year in February again, too. But I think they're going to premiere. I have a feeling that they're going to premiere in February.
That would be great because.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Dallas is coming in January, I think? And I was like, Y'all couldn't do Jersey then instead?
We'll get to that. I want to do a whole thing about, I want to deep dive into that.
Okay.
But no, they I think they give you like December, they let you roll through that, January, and not a lot of people, I don't think, watch TV around there, but I think they, by February, yeah. It's like people are ready for spring, and it's like, I think a lot of shit comes out around. Did you have anything else about Summer House? I'm really excited for it. I don't really have anything else to look.
Nope, just super excited.
So I want to talk about Dallas in a second, but first I wanted to talk to you about all the craziness, because I haven't even discussed this with anyone, but Erica Jane and Tom Girardi.
Their shit is in shambles. I don't
know. In shambles. They just got sued again for, there's like another lawsuit today.
What?
And, oh wait, we're laughing, but he actually went to the hospital, apparently. He went to a hospital for...
Oh my God, B, I thought you were going to say he died the way you just did that. No.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, it's fine.
What's wrong with him?
For anybody that doesn't... what's not wrong with him? Listen, this lawsuit alleges, the original lawsuit alleges that the couple embezzled millions of dollars that were intended to go to surviving relatives of the Lion Air 610 plane crash. There was a Boeing plane crash that it was like in 2018. Mm-hmm. Basically, he got all the money for the survivors and then funneled the money into his own accounts to pay for their lifestyle, which basically is like her glam and hair and makeup, because she said that she was spending, what, $40,000 a month?
Yes. $40,000 so a month. Nuts. Yes.
And Dorita's still wearing your ass out. Dorita's in here wearing Fashion Nova and still look... Bitch.
She wins.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for you.
Seriously. Talk about high low. Wear like, you know, you don't have to wear all.
No.
And you're not even wearing all designer either.
It's so embarrassing.
Erica Jane is wearing costumes.
She really is. And I've never enjoyed it. And look at her now. That's why you can't just get on these shows. I mean, did y'all not learn from Teresa? Hello.
Teresa.
You've got an example right there.
And this woman came on and she was actually bragging about it in interviews and everything. And it's like, I don't know.
And you knew what was going on. You knew exactly what was going on the whole time, too. So, like, don't even try that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So she's obviously not as smart as we thought she was. But today, I guess it's in the past couple of days, he's been hit with another lawsuit. I guess this one's saying that his fellow business partners are suing him to dissolve their venture. They lost... He never paid them $315,000 in income from the partnership and instead kept the money for himself. It's a whole mess.
You can't do this. A lot of news outlets.
I know. Dude. Really? You can't?
I can't.
A lot of news. I think I read somewhere that his company is in such a hole that like they only had like $15,000 to their name and couldn't even pay their employees. Did you read that?
Yes, I read that yesterday. The judge was like, well, you have to pay these people. They were like, well, we only have $15,000. And it's like, okay, not my problem, though.
That's like 2 months. Like, what? That's...
You don't have $15,000?
Baby, no.
How do you let a normal...
I can't. She better start doing cameos. She better get on Cameo.
Bitch. Luann has been on there singing happy birthday to people, stacking it up. And look at you.
You can rake it up on Cameo. Shout out to Cameo. I'm on Cameo. You should be on Cameo.
Nobody wants me on Cameo.
I'm Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. If anyone needs a holiday greeting for their friends, for their relatives, whatever.
Can I send a Cameo of you to Donald Trump saying pack it up ugly? Because I would pay a lot of money for that. Everyone get that. Go on Cameo. Order that exact Cameo. Let's send it to Trump.
You know what I would love? Actually, if someone would actually order from me, it would be genius. If someone would do verbatim the script from Teresa Giudice's iconic, You know what I'm talking about?
Hey Jessica.
Jessica, your friend says that you slept with your brother's, your husband's brother, and he gave you chlamydia. I want to do that. I want to like recreate that in the back of a Uber.
Oh, Jesus.
What was I saying? Oh, no. A lot of news outlets are actually alleging that the divorce announcement was a total sham because they are... using it as a way to funnel money, I guess, or allegedly like funnel money to each other in the divorce or make it like so that it's off bounds. I don't really know the whole legal jargon of it.
Yeah, me neither.
It's crazy.
But I saw that too. It's like it is, but it's like, did y'all not learn about this whole funneling money thing to like get you in trouble?
Speaking of transferring money.
Uh-oh.
You know what I use? Cash App. I love Cash App. Do you use Cash App?
I do.
I do. Just so you guys know, by now, we all have made the switch to Cash App. It's the best way to send money to friends and has long been ranked the number one app in finance. You may not know, but Cash App also has a lot of new banking features that make it even better than your normal bank, including the Cash Card, there's Bitcoin, and direct deposit. With the Cash Card, you can design a custom debit card for free that allows you to spend wherever you like, pull money out of the ATM, or even get instant discounts at hundreds of thousands of businesses across the country. There's never been better rewards for a debit card. You literally get instant discounts every time you swipe your Cash Card at some of your favorite places, which some of my favorites are Chipotle, Shake Shack, Starbucks, and so many more. On top of that, Cash App offers the ability to buy and sell Bitcoin in seconds, or even deposit your paycheck directly into the app, which is better than most. Clearly, your cash needs this app. If you guys want to download the Cash App for free on the App Store or Google Play, you can do that or visit the cash.app/download for more info. I just want to say shout out to our sponsors, Cash App. And yeah, I just wanted to say that little spiel for you guys.
Get Cash App. Honestly, it's the way to go. I didn't even know about this sponsor, but honestly, I really do use Cash App. So
I mean, honestly, if you don't, how many times you use Chipotle, Shake Shack? I mean, how many times I'm using all that shit?
Like Starbucks? Pass. Hello.
Yes. Hello. But yeah, it's a mess, Erica Jane. I don't know.
Is she going to go to prison? Because people are saying like she probably really is, and that this whole thing is worse than the whole Teresa and Joe thing.
It is, I think, in a way, because, and I'm no lawyer, but from my perspective, Teresa was like signing stuff and not knowing what the fuck it was.
Yeah, Erica completely
Jane
agree.
Is a woman that knows what she's doing, and mm-hmm. he already had these lawsuits going on. And I think as a way to circumvent the money issues, she filed for divorce is what they're saying in those suits. So it seems so much more bad. And also, this is stealing money from victims' families. Like, this
you're
is
terrible.
So fucking bad.
How do you
Teresa
do that?
Would never.
No.
Teresa would never.
This is despicable. They ought to be ashamed
really
of
is.
Themselves. How the
she
fuck?
Isn't.
Oh my God.
And watch them not even hold her to account this whole season. Watch them just be like, oh, we don't talk about that.
Which is what
I'm
really
so sick
pisses
of this
me
show.
Off. Yeah.
Beverly
you know?
Hills is like the worst show. I'm sorry.
No, don't. I agree with you. It's bullshit.
I'll watch
and it's
it,
like
but it's
no
garbage.
One. Yeah, same. It's like no one. We're sick.
We are really like, sick.
No one's going to bring it up because they all have this little pact or whatever. The person that would do it would be Rinna, but she's so far up Erica's ass. She's not going to do that. She's just not. And it's like, okay, so we're just going to. What the fuck are y'all going to talk about this time around? What are we going to talk about?
Probably going to try to all come for Garcelle.
I wish they would.
I really, you know what?
Actually,
they're too smart to do that. There's one thing they'll do. They'll embezzle money and steal money from victims of a plane crash, but they won't come for the black girl because the optics wise, they don't want that heat. They don't want that smoke.
Embezzling, absolutely. Possibly being called racist and like, you know, like, no,
they're
we don't
good.
Want that.
They're good. You said you get out of jail in 10, but you'll be a racist forever.
I saw something on Twitter the other day. I don't know who said this, but you know, one of Erica's taglines was like, some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, some people call me cold, but that's not ice. That's my husband's frozen bank accounts. Because they've frozen all of his accounts and shit. I was like, oh my God. You guys
it's
are
true.
So mean. I love it.
How is she eating right now? I wanted to ask you about Real Housewives of OC. Because did we talk when it aired? I don't think we talked since it came out.
I don't think so. No.
It's awful. I watched one episode.
What did you watch Nothing the first really one on. Or just like a random
I watched
one
just
in the middle?
The first one.
Okay.
But I know what's going on, but I haven't watched the actual show.
So my mom has actually been watching it because
she don't
listen to me. She doesn't know none of the extra. Well, yes, she does because I fucking tell her. And she's like, well, it's on the DVR. So I'm like, okay,
girl,
whatever.
She's
going to
watch anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, it's not good, Raven. And I was like, I told
I'm convinced
you.
A lot of,
I told
I'm
you.
I'm convinced that's a lot of their fan base or people that are just like, oh, it's here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, I was just asking if you saw it or if you watch it because I just, you know.
No, it's not like I know it's not going to be like good for like my health or like my blood pressure. So I'm like, I'm just not even going to, I don't want to see Kelly's face at all. So I can't do it. Maybe at like, you know, next year or something, I'll be able to watch it. But right now, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, unless they do a complete recast. But honestly, I would be okay with them just canceling the show.
Yeah, it would be sad to see, you know, because it was the first one and everything. But it's not good. So if they aren't, if they don't care about making a good show, which they clearly don't, then I guess let it go. But it's like, that's such a shame.
I think they do care. I think they just like, they don't know what to do because there's no soul in OC. There's like nobody good. Like there's just like, you know? It seems like there's no creativity there. There's no like fun people. I'm so sorry. There's probably people from the OC listening to this. No, there's just like, it just seems like casting wise, the casting has seemed uninspired for not, this is not a new thing. Like this has been, look at all the really like Lydia, Peggy. It's just like,
and they let Lydia come back and they just gave her a little show too.
It's like, this is who we get in OC. You don't get like, in New York, you find kooky people. You find Potomac. You find really funny people. Mm-hmm. It's like, OC is like.
So you think they fucked up when they let Vicky and Tamara go then? That was like.
No, because they were on my top 20 of 2020 countdown. The day that they got fired. So.
That was a good day. That was like Vicky one day and then like 2 days later it was Tamara. I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
I don't mind Tamara being gone, but it's like, I don't think that, I think she I think Tamara could come back. Like, I think that Tamara is an interesting.
If they don't cancel it.
There's like snow trucks outside. I was about to say,
is that a monster? What is that? I don't know what a snow truck is.
Yeah, they're like huge.
It's just like, yeah,
they come by with the salt and they shake the salt all over the streets.
And but every time huge. It snows, like, I'm sorry, like y'all. I'm from South Carolina. I don't know about snow.
They're like the size of a garbage truck. It's huge, yeah.
Oh wow, that's scary.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't do OC. I'd be fine with them just canceling the fucking show. Now they are doing everything like handheld cameras and recording that way. I'm like,
see,
I
don't
want
to see that either. I don't want to see that. No, that's
no. And if it's anything like the way that Kelly used to use her, I say used to. She still does. I just. And blocked, but the way she uses her Instagram stories, you know, some people are like super chaotic the way they use social.
Yeah.
Like the most chaotic social presences are like Bethany is number one.
I was like, if you don't say Bethany, it's Bethany. Cause I can't.
She's got a chaotic social media presence. Yeah, it's a lot.
I had to mute her stories. Love her, but can't do it.
Yeah, I think I do too. Yeah. Sister Mary would be up there too.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, and then, like, Kelly is also... It's just you could tell the way that the style of someone holding a camera. And also, when someone comes into a business and just starts flashing their... Like, putting people... Like, I would never feel comfortable walking into, like, a store and someone's working behind a register and I'm, like, filming them.
No, like what the fuck? I didn't say that you could do that. Yeah. I didn't agree to this. Get me off of there,
That is just like, that is such a weird, and we never talk about that, but it is like such a weird entitlement thing. I wouldn't even
think about it. No. No way.
Even if someone I had just met and I'm like somewhere, I'm like, is it okay if I like, you know what I mean? Because I just, people don't want to be fucking filmed. People don't want to be in your fucking Instagram story.
No, and I'm sure she thinks everyone does because she's Kelly Dodd. Like, who's Kelly Dodd in this world though? Honestly.
She needs to be. Who the fuck do you think you are? Fired ASAP because I would love to see, not even love to see it. I just think that for her sanity and for all of our sanity, she needs to be back to being a private citizen and not be on television. You know what I mean? It's just
yes,
like she.
Yes, I agree. But I
because leave someone like that on television is like
it's dangerous. Yeah. But like I don't think I hear she's not going nowhere. Like it's not happening. Like she's here
to
stay. Yeah,
I've heard the opposite.
I hope that your sources are right and mine are full of shit. Because when they tell me that, I'm like, no, I reject that.
Why did you? Who told you? Oh, you don't have to tell me who
I'll
on here.
I'll tell you after.
You feel confident in it?
No.
You feel confident? Oh, you don't?
I don't know. Because I don't know when people say these things. I'm like, well, I don't know who you know. How do I know? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like maybe you're right. I don't know.
I hope not. You
speaking
know,
of awful
people
women.
Just be talking.
Real Housewives of Dallas is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the trailer?
Here's the thing. I feel underwhelmed.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at them. They haven't done anything to me, so I'm so I'm like,
only
okay.
The Asian population.
Yeah. Oh fuck. See, damn it,
yep,
Brandy.
There's always something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still back on there. But I was like, eh, I didn't. I mean, I'm happy to see like a new woman, Tiffany
Moon. Tiffany Moon. Dr. Tiffany Moon.
Oh my God, I've been calling her Tiffany Mood. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, so she's cool, but I'm like, oh, so you're going to have Brandy, like, confront, or she has to confront Brandy about.
Yeah, she has to, because what were we saying last time? We put the onus of, like, holding people accountable for the racism always on the brown girls or the just the people of color.
That's so irritating. She shouldn't have to do that.
Like, it's, yeah, but.
Whatever.
You know, it's so.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like, if you had asked me, like, 4 months ago, I was like, I'm not watching that shit. But mm-hmm. now that I saw the trailer, I'm like. We're going to be in the dead of winter. I'm going to need something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check it out, and I'm only going to check it out for Tiffany Moon.
So, months ago, when you said you wouldn't have been excited for it, was that just because, like, you aren't feeling Dallas, like, period? Or was it because of, like, Brandy and everything?
Stuff. Mm-hmm. I just really, but I feel like the one thing that gave me hope from the trailer is how heavily they featured Dr. Tiffany Moon.
Yeah.
Who, if you guys listening haven't seen it, the trailer features Dr. Tiffany Moon, who is Asian American, and she was featured more than anybody else on there. It's so mm-hmm. clear that she's probably such a big personality. They're probably trying to like kind of push her into the Leanne spot.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone mm-hmm, who's like, you're right. Can easily just take over. And she seems like she's bold enough to do it. And I'm so fucking down for an Asian girl running the girls there.
Please get these bitches. So get them.
I'm going to support just because I want to see how she is. But if it doesn't go the way that I need it to in one episode, I'm out. Yeah. I don't have patience for a bunch of like racist white women. You know, I don't mm-hmm. have any more space in my, any more emotional bandwidth.
I hear you. I think I'll give them more than one episode, but yeah, I feel the same way. If they aren't doing it for me, I'm gonna quit.
Cast that crazy old white lady from Turtle Creek Lane.
Okay. I could not even look at all of who is that lady?
Oh, I don't even know. God. Someone, I think Sarah Galley sent it to me, and it was like in a DM, and I was like, what the f-? And I had seen it before, but I never paid attention. And then when she sent it to me, I was like, oh, it must be funny. So I sent it, I clicked on it, and I was like, oh my God, this is so much. And it's just like, she does this every year.
You want to talk about sensory overload. Oh my God.
If anyone doesn't know, this woman is like filthy rich in a wealthy neighborhood of Dallas, and she completely transforms her entire mansion into like a winter wonderland every Christmas. Every Halloween, she turns it into a giant Halloween. She's very big on themes, and every single room has like one room has a nutcracker theme, one has a peppermint theme, and it's just like a lot.
It's, you really have to just, you have to see it to believe it. That first one that you posted, I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I was like, oh my God. Where'd she get all that stuff?
Who? It's crazy. Michaels.
You're right.
It looks insane. And it's like, shit takes fucking days to set up. She has multiple people.
She has to have a whole team to put all that shit together. I mean, come on. I don't know. God bless her.
But she lives in Dallas.
Get her on there. Get her on there. I want to see that bitch.
I want to see her filming brunch with Cameron.
Oh. Could you imagine?
It's crazy. Yeah. They're probably friends.
I like Cameron. Oh, yeah. Are you going to tell me something bad about her that she's done?
No, it's just like, remember when she was privy to all of the Mexican talk? Like last season?
Yeah, and she didn't say nothing.
She didn't say anything until she knew that it was going to be brought up on camera. And then she was like, oh shit, now I have to say something. It's like, this is the...
That's the problem.
You sneaky bitches.
You gotta speak up. Those are the white women that enable the worst ones.
Racism.
Actually.
Yeah, because they see it and they're like, oh, my husband's just a little bit racist, but whatever. It's totally, it's like, no, you're enabling this by like, you know. It's crazy.
Oh, Father. What are we gonna do with these housewives?
Not watch them.
Oh, God.
I need another city, too.
Didn't we talk about Houston? I think you told me that was not going to happen. I want it.
So let's talk about Potomac, though. I want to talk about Potomac, and then we'll After that, I want to go to the bonus episode because I have tons more to talk to you. I want to talk to you all about Atlanta, but we're going to do that in the bonus, I think.
Okay.
So Potomac, this is the Well, this is like, they reunion so well, don't they?
They do. They do. Because not every reunion is one that I feel like tuning into. I watch all of them, obviously, but I'm generally at the end of the season. I'm like, whatever. Y'all have already done all your social media shit. I've seen you talk about it already. Like, I don't really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I was like, this one.
Beverly Hills doesn't really reunion that well to me.
I think they don't regular season well either.
Yeah, that they don't do anything well.
No.
But Atlanta does, obviously. I think Atlanta's like the best at reunioning.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since season 10.
Yeah.
Or was it 10? No, it was 9. The one that Nene wasn't on. Everyone always, and we're going to get into this later. Yeah,
but that wasn't was the best prepared for you to say that.
The one she wasn't on. No, but Potomac is getting so good at that. I don't think they vacation very well. I don't think they, like, New York vacation's the best.
Oh, yes.
You could film every second of New York and there's something.
Yeah, they let loose. Yes.
Potomac, I feel like they vacation okay, but it's like it doesn't need to be 3 episodes. Not enough happens. I just like cut it down. And I think the magic about Potomac is that they have these like peripheral characters that come in,
mm-hmm.
like Matt the assistant or Ray or, you know what I mean? Or like Giselle's daughters who are smarter than she is and hate their father. It's like.
Yeah, and you're not getting them on vacation, so it's like,
Yeah, so we need to be in Potomac.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, I would love to see them do more Potomac-specific stuff, because I still don't... I mean, I feel like I have an idea of what Potomac is, but I don't.
I'm still confused about it.
It's like, it feels almost like... I don't feel like it's like really... Like, can they do more crab? They eat tons of crab, right?
Think so, right? That's in Maryland. They do the crabs.
Yeah, they do the crabs.
We saw them eating crabs one time at the lake house or whatever. Like, what else? You guys are supposed to be like, like from the first DC. Season with like the etiquette and like the whatever and like what happened to that?
Yeah. I still don't feel like I have a great idea, but I'm not complaining. I feel like there's enough. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what. How do you feel about 3-part reunions though?
If it's warranted.
Have you ever felt like it's been like warranted though? Because I cannot think of a time. I just feel like there's always one part that's like, we could have done without this.
Didn't Jersey have a 3-parter once?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I feel like
last year. This year. Whenever the fuck it was.
I think Jersey, I'm never left wanting like, I don't feel like I've been like wasting my time with Jersey for some reason.
Okay.
Especially when Danielle comes in and out, because that's a whole fucking thing. You have to just soak in.
She needs her own part.
And then her leaving is like a whole, like, let's just decompress and like really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, you're right.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like Jersey's okay for it. Beverly Hills, I didn't watch like even most of the reunions for Beverly Hills. I watched the first one, I think. And then the other ones, I just kind of zoned out. I was like, this isn't anything interesting. I already knew what it was going to be.
Yeah, that's how I watch a reunion generally. And I fucking hate that. Yeah. I know it's, you know, what could they have done? But I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. And it's Beverly Hills.
But on this reunion, though, I mean, obviously, Monique, where are you on Monique versus Candace? Are you on a side or?
I'm not on a side, but I'm closer to the Monique side just because Candace, I mean, you just, everyone knows, obviously, violence is not the answer, but you can't just go around talking shit like that and expect. For everyone. You know what I mean? You don't know people. So that you might get hit at some point. That's why you can't behave that way. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad for her. And I don't really understand people that do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And I'm not on. I lean more Team Monique, but I'm not on either team. I'm on Team Karen.
Yes.
Who is like, you are both wrong.
Yes.
And this is crazy. And stop dragging me into it because I never wanted to fight with anybody. And this is crazy.
I'm at. Yeah. And I feel like she did a great job this season of being supportive to both of them and like not taking a side. And I think that Candace is childish for being like, oh, you're supporting her. You don't care about my feelings because you aren't like, fuck her. You know, like Giselle and Robin and Wendy are. And it's like, you got to grow up. Because Monique isn't tripping about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Girl, I cannot stand that bitch. I really can't.
I'm team left couch for this whole reunion because Monique showed up with that Cheesecake Factory menu.
Woo! It is a Cheesecake Factory menu. That's a giant menu, it is.
And it was the most in-depth receipts I've ever seen. She had phone numbers, she had dates, she had all of that. And it was great. And I loved how she tag-teamed Giselle. I mean, basically the entire first hour, or I guess the first hour of this reunion, is just Giselle getting jumped.
She did not see it coming either. She had no idea.
She thought she was sitting pretty.
Did you see her face?
Even the fashion stuff, she just thought she was going to show up on stage and just sit pretty. And just it's like, even Wendy was like, you're suffering from pretty girl syndrome. You don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they all know she looks a mess.
Yeah. And it's like, Robin, just listen, I know that's your friend, but that's why you especially got to tell her. Okay.
Robin can't talk shit either. And I'm glad it looked like a receipt.
What the fuck is that?
It was crazy.
She would have been good except for that. I'm so mad at her.
I'm glad Ashley didn't say anything because I would have looked at Ashley like, I know you aren't talking.
You got to be quiet.
And now you got to be quiet.
Ashley, it's like she tries to look bad at these reunions with her little weird cake thing. She did that at the last one too. And it doesn't even matter that you're pregnant. Like, you don't have to look that way.
She's got a great body too. And it's like, I don't think she ever like... But I guess that's also the thing, right? If you have like a great body, you're just like, oh, I'm just going to put this on and it won't matter. And it's like.
So pretty girl syndrome and then great body syndrome. You just like.
I guess. I don't know. Someone explain it to me. Drop in the comments, somebody.
I don't have that.
Karen looked the best to me.
She looked wonderful.
She really did.
You talk about a glow up. I mean, I just look at her in awe sometimes, you know? And it's like, this is what we're supposed to do, Giselle.
Yeah.
You see what Karen did? Oh, my God.
A great, great reunion. I think it's a three-parter. I think so. I think it is a three-parter. The colorism issue. I wanted to bring that up and just talk to you about it. There's so much I have to say about it because, like, if anyone remembers, in the middle of the interview or the reunion, Andy brings up the issue of colorism, and he asked if it's actually something that exists on this cast, which is duh. And I've been waiting to talk about it forever. We kind of talk about it the first season
because clearly it wasn't right. I
mean, yeah, right.
Look with at Katie your cast.
And it was just interesting, and it's like something that always kind of exists there. And I thought maybe it would have been brought up a little more this season, just because we do have a wider array now with like Wendy there, and Monique being called aggressive and all these different names, and she's a darker skinned girl.
Yeah.
But he asked basically if it exists kind of on the show, and you know, Wendy said specifically that like she thinks that that Ashley weaponizes the word aggressive against the dark skinned girls specifically on the cast. And I don't think that was the case.
I don't think that was the case. I think it just so happened to be Wendy, you know, at that time, and she called her aggressive, unfortunately. But what I think Ashley failed to do, like, you know, because she got defensive. Much like how, you know, white people get defensive if you, you know, call them out on something and being like, you know, I'm sure you didn't mean it, but it was like a microaggression or it was like some covert racism or like something like that. Instead of listening and being like, oh, shit, you're right. Like Robin, because she was like, okay, sorry. Like, I will never describe, you know, a dark skin or brown skin woman as aggressive again because I didn't realize. I don't want to do that.
Robin said, nope.
Exactly. Like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was doing it. Won't happen again. It's that simple. Because it's like, you know, that's a thing.
So you're saying that. So you're saying that Ashley, like, knowingly used the word aggressive?
I don't think she knowingly did it, but I feel like instead of getting defense. Yeah. And I feel like she should know that it exists. And if she doesn't, then she should be quiet and just listen. Because obviously, Wendy, and you know, dark-skinned women, we know that's a thing. So just listen. Totally. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she was, like, coming at her in a way that was, like, you know.
I think,
like, attacking like, so, her. It's just frustrating. And then you have Monique. Well,
Wendy
like,
does have a way of like stating stuff. She is very direct. And I think that on this stage, and especially with that topic, I can imagine why maybe Ashley would think that the conversation was going in a way that would, like, you know, paint her negatively. My stance on it is that I feel like Wendy specifically, and I've said this actually before even the reunion, I feel like Wendy uses blackness to play respectability politics.
Oh, 100%.
And gaslight people. I didn't like the way that she dealt with the Monique stuff. I hated that. Because she's educated, no one checks her on that manipulation. No one checks her on that stuff. And because they're like, oh, well, she's Dr. Wendy, so we're not going to even try to come for her. And I don't like how it changes. Which is wild,
because it's not like she's smarter than you just because she has like all these degrees. That's not what that means. That shit is why I can't really get down with her.
It's about experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's why when Monique, I was happy that she was like, oh, so you can call me a hood rat and exactly. like ghetto. And I was like, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so Wendy, you were doing it too.
Yeah, it's laughable that Wendy like just looked at everybody else across the stage. It was like, I'm waiting for y'all's response. And it's like, it's funny that it's laughable that she takes Ashley to task for using a term like aggressive when Wendy was being aggressive.
Right. And you got Candace sitting right next to you
who calls people roaches, ghetto hood rat bitches, quote unquote, all these fucking names. Yep. Talk about weaponizing charged terms against black women.
Right.
It's crazy.
So if you're going to get more offensive stuff. Of course. So if you're going to get mad and say this shit at Ashley, I mean, well, let's not just dismiss what Monique is saying, because that's valid too. It's the same
shit. She ignores stuff when it's convenient for her narrative, and I don't like that about 100%. It. She makes valid points, but it's all thrown out the door when she doesn't even hold her own fucking friend accountable, and I find that despicable. I don't like it. It makes me like not like Wendy. I feel like I'm only going to like Wendy when Candace is taken out of the mix. If Candace gets taken out of the mix, I feel like Wendy might be more open to being friends with Karen, or Wendy might have built a relationship with Monique or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I think Candace spoils the bunch.
100%. And I just, it's the same thing. That's a good point, because it's like when Ashley told Wendy, like talking about the degrees, and she was like, no one's trying to take your, you know, accomplishments away from you. It's great, but you use it to try and put other people down and act like you're better than people, and you're not. And she didn't say a word after that. And I'm like, but you do. And it's gross. Yeah. Like, I don't like her. I don't like her because I feel like she's got that same shit with Candace. There are those people that think you're better than other people for these reasons that's not even a fucking reason.
And like, Candace has that same issue because I think Candace likes specific types of black people.
100%. She's that type of black person. And I don't like that type of bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't fuck with her like that. I'm totally team left couch. I'm just like,
yes, left couch.
And it's funny because it just makes me like Monique more, even though I know that she did some bad stuff and she should have apologized to just be over this. But everyone also about this whole conversation about Monique, they're like, well, she needs to apologize. It's like, well, she's not going to apologize. So what now?
But she's not sorry.
Sometimes you're not going to get an apology.
A lot of times you got to keep it moving.
Fuck off. No, Monique is not going to fucking apologize about beating her ass. And it is what it is. And you're going to have to move on. And everybody else is going to have to move on. But I don't think that, like, I want Monique to come back.
Me too. That's what I want. I do too. But I don't think that she is.
I don't think she could. And I don't
think
that, like,
they're not filming with her. Like, they're, and I feel like her husband is like, no, that's enough.
Yeah. And I think also, like, the way she's going out, she's like going out on a blaze of glory.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hadn't done this, I feel like maybe there was a chance for her to like take a step away for two seasons and come back.
Yeah.
You know, because she's a great housewife.
She is. And it's too bad. But I just would piss me off that we'd have to see Candace again and not her. And it's like, well, I don't want to hear about this shit another fucking time.
I don't want to see any post-its, nothing.
Let it die at this reunion.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh.
Atlanta. I want to talk about Atlanta. I love Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've known Drew for 1 hour and I would die for Drew. Do you
really
feel the same way?
No, I don't.
I would die for her. You don't like her? Oh, you don't.
Dislike her, but I don't. I'm not
you just
sure.
Don't feel it.
TBD.
She's something very good about her. Like, she seems like she's coming into this with an open heart and she's like, I want to meet everybody. And she seems like a totally we're going to get into all this because I want to talk about it in the bonus, actually. Let's go to the bonus.
Okay.
That means everyone's going to have to subscribe to listen to the bonus episode. If you guys want to hear the bonus episode, we do this weekly. You can go to patreon.com/thebeelist and subscribe there. I believe it's only $5. You get this, the bonus episode, and other stuff. We're going to talk about, I want to talk about Atlanta, LaToya, Drew, Ralph. I want to talk about Marlo. I want to talk about the ratings. I want to talk about Tyrese for a second. I don't know if you saw his Instagram post.
Yes, yes. I'm ready to talk about that.
Couple other things. It's all going to be there in the bonus episode, guys. Like I said, patreon.com/thebeelist. Speaking of accounts, Raven, do you want to tell people where to follow you on social media?
Oh, yes. You can follow me at Mainly Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. And then, of course, I've got my podcast, Bitch is Better.
Yeah. And how often is Bitch is Better for them so they know?
It's like 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Cool. I love having you here, but you're not going anywhere. So no. You're right. Back, everybody. Thanks for listening and subscribe. Thanks, guys.